Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will update his military plan for Gaza later this week, amid reports he wants to expand the offensive against Hamas. From Jerusalem, here's our correspondent Hugo Bashega.
What we had today was this senior Israeli official being quoted by a number of Israeli media outlets saying that the Prime Minister was considering expanding military operations in Gaza to guarantee the release of the hostages. There has been a statement from the Prime Minister's office saying that the cabinet will convene later this week to instruct the military on how to proceed in Gaza. The Prime Minister is under a lot of pressure. There is international pressure because of the situation in Gaza, but also a lot of domestic pressure as well.
The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has ordered the arrest of more than 50 Democratic members of the state's House of Representatives who fled Texas in a bid to stop a vote on a redrawing of the state's electoral map. The plan, unveiled by Texas's majority Republicans last week, is backed by President Trump. Ron Reynolds, a Texas Democrat, is one of the members of the House of Representatives who's decamped to Illinois.
Governor Abbott knows that we're not breaking any law. There's no penal code that we violated. This is nothing more than a scare tactic. He's trying to fear us into coming back so that he can ram this bill down our throats with us making forms so he can give and deliver the 5 seats that he promised President Trump that he would give.
Brazil's Supreme Court has issued a house arrest order for the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, after he was accused of breaking a ban on social media use. Mr. Bolsonaro is accused of seeking to overturn the 2022 election. With more details, here's Ione Wells.
The Supreme Court judge overseeing Jair Bolsonaro's case, Alexandre de Moraes, said this decision was because Mr. Bolsonaro hadn't complied with restraining orders put on him last month. He had previously been ordered to wear an ankle tag, adhere to a curfew, not use social media, and not contact his son Eduardo, who had lobbied US officials on his behalf. On Sunday, pro-Bolsonaro rallies were held in various Brazilian cities, and one of his sons briefly put his father on speakerphone to the crowd in Rio de Janeiro. He's now been put under house arrest and banned from receiving unauthorized visits and from using a mobile phone.
Russia says it no longer considers itself bound by a moratorium on the deployment of land-based intermediate and short-range nuclear missiles. It claimed the US and its allies were moving towards the deployment of such weapons in Europe and the Asia-Pacific region, so the conditions for maintaining the moratorium no longer applied. This is the World News from the BBC. President Trump has threatened to substantially raise the recently imposed 25% tariff on Indian goods over its purchase of Russian oil. Mr. Trump said India kept buying Russian oil and reselling it on the open market for a big profit. From New York, Michelle Fleury told us more.
You've got the president threatening higher tariffs and not saying how high they will go, basically writing on Truth Social they don't care how many people in Ukraine are being killed by the Russian war machine. India's foreign ministry has responded quite sharply, basically saying they're buying this because their country needs these supplies. They point out, if you like, the hypocrisy that the EU still imports Russian liquefied natural gas, that America still buys palladium, for example, from Russia, things that it needs. And so it's saying, why are you singling us out?
The Rwandan government says it has reached an agreement in principle to take in up to 250 migrants deported from the US. Under the deal, those approved by Rwandan officials will be provided with workforce training, health care and accommodation support upon arrival in the country. Libya's National Oil Corporation says it has signed a preliminary deal with ExxonMobil that would see the US energy giant resume operations in the North African country after a decade-long hiatus. The agreement focuses on exploring offshore oil and gas reserves off the country's northwest coast and in the Siirt Basin. The US National Park Service says it's going to reinstate a statue of a Confederate Army general in Washington that was pulled down during the Black Lives Matter protests of 2020. The monument to Albert Pike was the only Confederate memorial in the US Capitol before it was toppled, an act described by President Trump as a disgrace. A DC congresswoman has called the decision indefensible. BBC News.